I'm working with Scott Driscoll from Mechanical Engineering graduate student, the first graduate student in the music department, without whom we couldn't have built this. And his knowledge in mechanics and programming is amazing, and it's all here in this robot.
I did music, a lot of music, until I went to college, and then I had to give that up. And when I came to Georgia Tech, I saw that some classes were offered called computer music. And I thought, wow, this is great. It combines my engineering interests with my musical background. This is a perfect combination of all my interests.
Being under the College of Architecture, which is unique in the nation and maybe in the world, the fact that as a part of the College of Architecture, we had such great access to the Advanced Wood Product Lab laboratory to create this robot. I don't know any other music department in the world that have this kind of facility. It's an amazing facility here on Tech. It's part of the College of Architecture. So we can fit the moving mechanism, the metals and everything.
The wood as a choice of material seemed like a good choice to kind of give it more of a softer tone than, say, a robot made out of metal and bolts. And the human form, I think when you see something that resembles a human, it has arms and a head, and it moves kind of like a human. You expect it to act like a human. It could lend to more inspirational ideas in the end.